Itsum, what up?
For this podcast, we are going to talk about life, about me, when's my next podcast, and New Year's. And of course, we can't miss Christmas. So first of all, life. How's life going? Are you having a stressful time? Are you having a great time? Well, here's some tips if you're really stressed and don't know what to do and kind of going, down. So first of all, I get down very easily. I get very, I become very unmotivated, and to make yourself motivated, beside your bed, keep a picture and write something motivated, like, today I will create, anything that means a lot to you. I actually haven't done this, but I have seen people do it, and it really motivates you, and you can change it, and of course you can change it, as we're seeking upon Christmas and New Year's, you always have to go with a great attitude, and you can't just, be down. Come on, it's New Year's, it's Christmas. And of course we're going to talk about New Year's resolutions, but that is last. Let's say you like to hang out with your friends almost like 24/7, but you're a very social person, I guess. But if you're not so much as a social person, try meeting up with a few friends. If you're in primary school, you don't have many friends, try making friends. It's pretty easy. But if you're not really good at making friends, just try and talk to a teacher about it. If you're in high school, I'm not really in high school yet, but I'm just going to talk on behalf what I think. If you don't have any friends, try making friends, talking to teachers. Just try it. It's not too hard. If they, say no, then you can always try again. And remember, if they do say no, that means they're not inclusive or they just don't have time for you. And friends always have time for you. They're just kind of like family if you're really close to them. When you're in college, I guess you have friends, but if you don't, you just follow the same steps as high school, etc. But I don't, you don't want, the school doesn't want any loners or anything, and you don't really want to be a loner. And let's say you don't have many school friends, but you have other friends that are outside of school. I have more outside of school friends than I actually have school friends, so it doesn't really matter much, but 6 hours of school, or how many hours you have, you really gotta, kind of make the most of it, have friends, not be bored. I guess for adult, I'm gonna say on behalf, as I know my dad and my mom, they're very stressed and always have to rush, but I think for my parents' New Year's resolution is to always keep a calendar. I don't know why I'm talking about it right now, I'm supposed to talk it right here. But if you keep a calendar, you already know what's going on, and also keep a little mini planner. I actually have a little mini planner. It fits right into my backpack very easily. My mom used to have one, but then she gave up on it because she lost it. My dad never has one, and he always uses sticky notes, which is acceptable, but, what if you lose them? So, let's talk more differently about life, and yeah. So, up on this break, I am just gonna play a little bit of music, and then we'll be right back talking all about me. That song was Happier. It was a really nice song to hear. And now we're going to talk about me, a little bit about me. Well, I guess I'm a very understandable person, very funny, but I'm not going to do my funniness on this podcast. I will have a separate comedy podcast. I am very hyper sometimes, I guess, and being hyper at some points are really bad, some points are really good. I'm a very inclusive person. I like to include everyone, include everyone. By the way, if I put music in, Definitely, if you want to listen to the music, make sure to go download Anchor, and you'll definitely get it. I'm not sure how to pronounce Anchor. I'm not sure what, but I'm presuming it's Anchor. And you will actually get to hear the music, apparently. Sorry, I didn't know that. Also about me is I'm a very particular person in clothing, because I really want to be fashion forward, but I'm not exactly up to date for fashion forward. I don't really know anything else that could explain me. I'm nice, funny, caring, I don't know. And just a little bit about me, I have my two fractured arms, and I'm doing this, which is pretty cool. And with two fractured arms, I don't really think you can do anything because they're a 90 degree. Let me know if you've ever had any bones broken, and if you've had two together, and where you've broken them. So, yeah, that's enough about me, and we're gonna head along with When Is My Next Podcast. So now we are going to head on to When Is My Next Podcast. So I'm going to do podcasts as many times as I can possibly. So I'm hopefully going to do one tomorrow. But I'm going to make specific times for it, I'm thinking. Not exactly time, but like days for it. But if I don't do it in the specific day, you're pretty much thinking that I just have the opportunity to do it. That's why I'm doing it. But since I'm actually really new to this Anchor, I'm going to try and get used to it and make podcasts. But once I've got the hang of it, I'm going to try and do day-to-day basis. So tomorrow, I think, is my next podcast. And it'll probably be in the morning, afternoon, I think. But not in the night. I will not do podcasts in the night. I will only do them in the morning and evening, because nighttime I'm not really free. And yeah, so that's basically it about when's my next podcast. I'm hoping that I have a lot of listeners, and I want to get some like inspiration from other people and what they're doing on their podcasts. And you can recommend some people to listen to. Please recommend anybody that you like personally, and you can just recommend to me so I can listen to them, so I can get a few ideas and, you know, kind of have fun. So we are going to play a little bit of music now, because I am going to do something called Twice Music on my podcast. So I have the first part and then music, the second part and then music, and then for the last part, we will just have a end closure, and then it's done, and a few reminders. So, yeah. This song that is going to play now is I Like It by Cardi B. So now it is time for New Year's and Christmas! So first of all, we're going to start with Christmas, because that's the most clear one. And I will get my cast off on Christmas Eve. So pretty lucky. I just want to know what you guys do on Christmas. I really don't celebrate Christmas, but I really want to talk about it. What do you do on Christmas? Like, I usually just go to Christmas parties, usually. That's, like, the most thing that happens. And what are you doing at your Christmas party? I've been to a lot of Christmas parties, and they're, like, to do, like, bonbons and everything. I don't know. It's pretty fun going to a Christmas party. And there's also yummy turkey. Turkey's really good. I like it. I had turkey, I think, last year for a Christmas party when I went to my teacher's Christmas party, my singing teacher, and yeah, there was yummy turkey, there was like cupcakes, slushies, smoothies, it was all good, and it's fabulous. There's a lot of people, so we couldn't all sit on the big humongous dining table, so we had to walk around and eat. But other than that, it was great. I'm just gonna get on to the New Year's, because I'm really excited for that. New Year's isn't, like, the best time for me, because usually it's a pretty upsetting time, because that is, on January the 1st, my grandma died. It's pretty sad, and I really miss her a lot. And she was really nice and caring, and she really understood me, and she was just, I don't know, she was like the best. She was a really nice grandparent to me. I have only one grandparent left now, and that is my Nan, and she's really nice as well. But my grandma, I have more feelings for my grandma than my Nan for some reason, because I'm not really so close to her. But for New Year's, when before she died, my grandma, we usually went to see the Sydney fireworks, which was pretty cool. And if you're from another country, which fireworks do you watch? Where does the fireworks happen? I remember I didn't go to fireworks because I decided not to when we went to Sydney to my auntie's house, and we could hear the fireworks. It was so loud. We could see a few specks, but not too many, and we actually headed down to the park to try and look for them. I tried standing on little, like, barricades and, like, those step stool things, and I still couldn't see it. Also about New Year's is, of course, New Year parties. So since Christmas and New Year's is really close to each other, people try and put it in the middle of each other, so it's like a Christmas and New Year's party. But some people like to do it differently. So some people just like to do a Christmas party on Christmas Day and a New Year's party the day before New Year's, or on the day of New Year's. Like, yeah. So I would actually prefer, if I really needed to, like, do party both of them, then I'd probably just put it in the middle, because, like, I don't want to, like, do two parties and go, oh my gosh. So, yeah. I'm just going to talk a little pep talk about my next podcast, and that is probably tomorrow. And today is pretty sunny, I guess, and rainy. And, yeah. So, bye-bye from Swimcast, and we'll see you next time. Bye! It was nice, I guess, to do this, and a first experience, so thanks. Bye, Swimcast. It's bye-bye from Swimcast. See you next time. Goodbye.